Greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to a Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is October the 31st, 2010. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of this Babylon system, climb out of the mind of what we would say common human thought process, and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. Only then will we see fit to organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing, ready, and able to ally ourselves with any person or any political organization, religious organization, political organization, or revolutionary organization, as long as that organization is working for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. You may contact me by emailing yahlove, yahlove, yahlove at comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause. And as African people, the word Africa, a compilation of three words carrying the meaning of houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So, no matter your color, religion, ethnicity, ideology, we all have the potential to be houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So let's give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. Praises are due to the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Almighty Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. And that word is also a Hebrew word, Allah. In Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, giving praises to our wonderful, precious, beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in your Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is chokmah. And that is a word, a feminine word describing a feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the female, the feminine, the woman conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, collectively our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, as Father is Father of creation, Father of the universe. Mother Holy Spirit is not only, we already said that, in the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, found under the number 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word ruach is a feminine word describing a feminine entity. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother Holy Spirit is Ila, and that is also an African Hebrew word, and it's also feminine. And so our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say Ashhadu illa ilaha ill Allah. And you hear Illa, the mother, and you hear Allah, the father. Because this is a love story. Mother and father have come together to beget and conceive the universe, the creation, the human family. In Egypt, mother is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, thereby making your and my name, our names, the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days, Christ would rise up in the messianic people. Christ would rise up, and the messianic people would in turn raise up the Christ spirit within the brown, the red, the yellow, and the poor white. And the oppressed would rise up with that Christ messianic spirit and overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families. This Roman British American Empire, Babylon. Now, we must continue to realize that we are all manifestations of divinity, living in divine flesh, in the divine physical realm, on this divine earth, in the divine universe, among the divine creation. This is the teaching of our African ancestors. And when we realize this and know who we are, we will understand our mission. So we have the prayer. Now, we are yet in the book of Revelation, and dealing with Revelation at this point, chapter 1, verse 20. But before we go there, let us deal with some current affairs and understanding that the word Revelation comes from the Greek apocalyptos, where we get apocalypse, has to do with the meaning or carrying the meaning of uncovering that which is hidden about this wicked system, that which is unseen about this wicked system, uncovering falsehood and revealing the truth about this wicked system. Now, the first current affair that I want to deal with, and let us remind ourselves that the kingdom of God in heaven is freedom, justice, and equality, whereas Satan, the Illuminati Masonic order, is death, hell, and destruction. And it is the plan of those in power to implement policies that would destroy the human family. Now, the first issue, because what's coming up is the November elections. And I am in contact with a beautiful brother named Solomon Commission, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Solomon, last name spelled C-O-M-I-S-S-I-O-N-G. I'm going to have this in my summary page so you can get at this brother. This brother has written a wonderful article called Coups, Destabilization, and Disavow, American as Apple Pie. He talks about the fact that the citizens of America would rather believe the mythology of America. The mythology that America was founded on truth, justice, and righteousness. Freedom, justice, and equality. He goes in this article to talk about the reality is that America has acquired her wealth through coups, overthrows of governments, through assassinations of leaders. He talks about Patrice Lumumba and others. And America has acquired her wealth through theft of land, wealth, and resources. And he goes on to talk about that in this upcoming, now by the time you hear this, the November elections will have already occurred. But on top of what he's saying, he says that whether you vote Democrat or Republican, the same thing is going to continue. Why? Because both parties are controlled by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the Illuminati Masonic Order and Wall Street and the bankers and the corporations. And so that being the case, their plan is to continually steal and thieve land, wealth, and resources, and kill the human family at the same time. So after we go vote for either Republicans or Democrats, let us understand this truth and see with the mind of God how to rise above both parties and understand that both parties are controlled by the same wicked forces and come together to overturn their power and usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. I thank the Most High for my brother Solomon and the work that he's doing. Now, the next issue that I want to deal with concerns genetically engineered and altered and modified foods. If you go to Guns and Butter, a program that is aired every Wednesday, this particular program, October the 27th, 2010, on KPFA. All of this information will be in my summary page. And let me pause and say you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I'm your Minister of Information. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is October the 31st, 2010. Now, the October 27th edition, 2010, on KPFA of Guns and Butter, hosted by our beautiful sister, Bonnie Faulkner. She, on this program, talks to Jeffrey Smith, who is the author of Seeds of Deception. And this book exposes the industry and government lies about the safety of the genetically engineered foods we are eating. Seeds of Deception reveals how industry manipulation and political collusion, not sound science, allowed dangerously genetically engineered food into our diet. On this program, she airs a speech given by this beautiful Caucasian brother Jeffrey Smith that he gave in 2005 concerning this issue. And he talks about how allergies and diseases have entered into the foods because people like Monsanto's and others have genetically altered the food. And so we ingest the food and allergies are able to enter into our system, and diseases are able to enter into our system. And I'm reminded of my minister, Louis Farrakhan, the head and leader of the Nation of Islam under the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, told us years ago that these wicked folk in government, in power, these wicked manufacturers of food have put disease in the food, disease in the water. So to kill off the human family, kill off black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. And so I say my minister was right all along. And so we're going to have to come to grips with this information and come together with the mind of God and unify and perhaps pool our resources together so that we may buy land and that we may farm our own foods that is healthy and scientific and will unite us with each other and with nature and with the earth and with the Most High. Now, the next issue that I want to deal with, and this is a big issue that's been on the news the whole of this week of October, what, the 25th. Today's recording date, October the 31st. WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks, co-owner and co-founder Julian Assange has released a whole heap of more documents concerning, this time, America's wicked, immoral, and deplorable war in Iraq. If you go to flashpoints, all this would be in my summary. The October 28th edition, 2010, of Flashpoints, hosted by Dennis Bernstein. They air a press conference held by Julian Assange and Daniel Ellsberg. Daniel Ellsberg is the whistleblower that revealed the Pentagon Papers concerning the wicked atrocities of America in Vietnam. And so these two, this press conference that they held just recently, this whole press conference, or portion of it, great portion, is aired on Flashpoints. October the 28th edition, 2010, on KPFA. Also, go to Democracy Now, October the 25th edition, 2010. She interviews Amy Goodman, the host of the program, and Juan Gonzalez. They interview Julian Assange. And so, he talks about, let me read to you from Democracy Now what they talked about. The online whistleblower, WikiLeaks, has released some 390,000 classified United States documents on the Iraq War, the largest intelligence leak in U.S. history and the greatest internal account of any war on public record. The disclosure provides a trove of new evidence on the violence, torture, and suffering that has befallen Iraq since the 2003 United States invasion. Despite United States government claims to the contrary, the war logs showed the Pentagon kept tallies of civilian deaths in Iraq. The group Iraq Body Count says the files contain evidence of an additional 15,000 previously unknown Iraqi civilian casualties. The number is likely far higher as the war logs omit many instances where United States forces killed Iraqi civilians, including the United States assault on Fallujah in 2004. If you go back to 2004, Fallujah, Democracy Now, put that in their search engine, and go to Flashpoints around the same time on KPFA and flashpoints.net, And listen to how phosphorus, I think it's called white phosphorus weapons, were used that actually burned the flesh of our sisters and brothers in Fallujah. The America's military went into Fallujah and killed wholesale just wicked and deplorable. And here we are keeping our mouths shut. Many of us hollered and squawked when Bush was in office, but now Obama's in office and we don't want to talk anymore. But I thank the Most High for people like Cornel West and Carl Dix, who last Friday, I believe it was, October 29th in New York City, New York, held a debate and conversation concerning the wicked atrocities of this government, even now under the Obama administration. Continuing, the war logs also show the United States imposed a formal policy to ignore human rights abuses committed by the Iraqi military. The under an order known as FRAGO 242, issued in June 2004, coalition troops were barred from investigating any violations committed by Iraqi troops against other Iraqis. Hundreds of cases of killings, torture, and rape at the hands of the Iraqi troops were ignored. So they had a roundtable discussion concerning these events. But listen, did they not say, did Bush not say that they were going after Saddam Hussein because his troops raped and killed and tortured the Iraqi citizens? Why should we keep silent? They eliminate Saddam Hussein, but in his place, and Saddam worked for America anyway. You know that Saddam worked for America, America's corporations, oil, and so on, and was the strong man, as they would say, in that region on behalf of America, on behalf of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Illuminati, Masonic Order, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But now America comes in a literal sense. They control Saddam Hussein, but now they want to get rid of him. Bush, working for the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, sought to get rid of him, got rid of him. But the military of America in Iraq, watching the Iraqi military and soldiers continue the same practices that America's military was supposed to eliminate. So if you are an Iraqi citizen, do you care if America is literally in your country and allowing torture, rape, and killing, as opposed to America not literally being in Iraq, but using Saddam as a puppet to continue the same? So as a citizen of Iraq, should you not desire that not just Saddam and his military be overthrown, but that the occupier, which is America right now, be kicked out of your country? And would you not seek to organize and work for such an end? And Obama is in office and he refuses to prosecute the Bush administration for crimes against humanity, crimes against the Iraqi people, and the Obama administration continuing the same policies. We gotta wake up. It's time to wake up. Now, I want to move on to another issue. That issue being a cholera outbreak in our beloved Haiti, the nation home of our sisters and brothers who were the first to overthrow slavery in the Western Hemisphere. This headline is on Democracy Now. Health officials in Haiti say the toll from a cholera epidemic has risen to 253 dead and over 3,000 infected. Most of the deaths have occurred in the rural Artibonite, I'm probably not saying that right, region north of the capital, Port-au-Prince. But there have been a growing number of confirmed cholera cases in the capital city as well. Authorities have begun establishing treatment centers in Port-au-Prince, where over 1 million Haitians have been living in tent camps following the January 2010 earthquake. Sisters and brothers, if you go to an article written by our beautiful sister Cynthia McKinney on the internet that is titled An Unwelcome Katrina Redux by Cynthia McKinney, she explores the reality that this earthquake may have been engineered by America's military. She talks about how oil has been discovered off the coast of Haiti, how gold and other resources documented by Jean-Bertrand Aristide in a book that he was going to publish and going to use to garner support for the Haitian people to organize to capture that wealth and benefit from that wealth. You know that George Bush in 2004 administered a coup and kidnapped Jean-Bertrand Aristide out of Haiti and installed a puppet regime. Aristide still can't return to Haiti even under the Obama administration. Obama refuses to tell this truth about his predecessor, George Bush. So now the earthquake happens in January, and the first thing that happens is Obama sends America's military to lock down Haiti, refusing help from people like Cuba and Venezuela, causing our people to be hung out to dry and in a dangerous position. No homes, just tents and refugee camps. Billions of dollars collected for the Haitian people because many people in America have a good heart and want to see people get help. Bill Clinton and George Bush supposedly raised billions of dollars, Red Cross and other people. But the people of Haiti have not seen that money. The money is not being used for the people. But what is the money being used for? The money that is collected is to administrate the sweatshops and the resource corporations. In other words, to facilitate the building and creating of infrastructure. Because America, London, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, oil and mineral resource corporations, and sweatshop corporations have plans to build up the infrastructure to facilitate the theft of land, wealth, and resources, and to use our sisters and brothers of Haiti as slave, low wage, and sweatshop labor. In the age of Obama, this is what is occurring. We have enemies. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers are our enemies. They mean us no good. They mean us nothing but harm. We're going to have to rise up with the Spirit of Christ and overturn their wicked power and see beyond the president. See beyond the parties. I'm going back to my brother Solomon. See beyond the parties and understand that it's the same old, same old. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.